Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, you know who you are. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, that would be me. That's me right here, guys, okay? Right here. You can probably see me on camera. If you can't see me on camera, then guess what? You're going to have to call in so you can see me on camera. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, folks. Wanted to let you know as well, friends, what we have going on today. If you'd like to check us out online, there's much to see. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Can also go over to our Facebook pages, which are Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or friends, if you'd like to, you can also go over to Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And if I'm missing anything, do forgive me. I've got a lot to talk about today. Matter of fact, I just wanted to throw this at you really quick, friends. Really quick. If you'd like to call in at any time, do. Don't wait till the last segment. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Oh, by the way, wanted to give a high five out to WTIS in Tampa. Just picked us up 6 to 7 every night, Monday through Friday, starting on the 14th. Got 3 million listeners out there. We appreciate you guys, and we thank you for your trust. Again, WTIS, 11:10 a.m., Tampa. Just wanted to give you a shout-out real quick here. Going back, friends, got lots to talk about. Did you see what happened over the weekend, friends? Did you see the Christian president and his wife? It was actually his wife who went to Tuskegee. And this is what she was doing. Go ahead and play. This is incredible, friends.
Won't always see you in those caps and gowns. They won't know how hard you worked and how much you sacrificed to make it to this day. And my husband and I know how frustrating that experience can be. We both felt the sting of those daily slights throughout our entire lives. The folks who crossed the street in fear of their safety. The clerks who kept a close eye on us in all those department stores. The people at formal events who assumed we were the help. And those who have questioned.
Oh, Michelle Obama, man, she's unifying America. Her husband and her. Who went through such hardships to get to the places that they are today. Michelle speaking to an all-black audience in Tuskegee, dividing the whites from the black. Now, why would she be doing that? Folks, not too long ago, I'd actually shared with you the modern-day racists and provocateurs. What are racists, friends? They're nothing but those that browbeat dissenters. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. These are the people that are trying to incite insurrection. For what purpose? So they can divide and conquer. Of course that's what they're trying to do. But man, they're getting more emboldened as the days go on, America. They are getting more emboldened as the days go on. Can you imagine the damage they're going to cause in the next 2 years if you keep rolling over in the face of this stuff that's going on? In a college, she said that, friends. In a college. She was talking to black students. Buggy, can you go ahead and rewind that really quick? Because I think it's pretty interesting for people to see firsthand, probably what she didn't intend for you to hear. But isn't it, again, interesting that here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we want to go ahead and play it for you so we can show you their true colors. Because it's not about coming together, unifying ourselves one to another. Oh, and do keep in mind, the president that she's talking about, her husband, he's also the man that wouldn't put his hand on his heart before he became the president of the United States when they were saying the Pledge of Allegiance. He's also the great American that said after he got off his 57-state tour, friends, there isn't 57 states in our country, there's 50 states. But there is 57 states in the Muslim country. Isn't it interesting that he would say that? And the joke is on the American people. Folks, these are nothing but modern-day provocateurs. Dividing and conquering. They're becoming more emboldened. As I've shared with you over and over and over again, you're adding strength to tyranny by remaining silent when you should speak out. Folks, before you could be a part or a participant in the civil rights marches, this is required that you sign this piece of paper, this pledge, before you could participate. Is this what you're seeing today? Because they love to pin their sleeve on Martin Luther King Jr. And the fact of the matter is, friends, Martin Luther King Jr., he would have rebuked them to no end. And as a matter of fact, his history does rebuke them to no end. This is the pledge. You had to meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Now, Jesus said of Satan that a house divided against itself, well, it wouldn't stand. Is that what Michelle Obama's doing today? Is she unifying the people? Is she saying, let the past be the past? And, oh, and by the way, I wanted to let you know too, Michelle, just for your information, for you and your husband, I want you to understand that I was a welfare kid. I knew what it was like to have food stamps. I knew what it was like to not have a father and a mother in the house. I knew what it was like to be subjected to the indoctrination in a public school. I knew what it was like to have to fight for what's mine. I know what it takes to get beyond where you're talking about. You have to fight every step of the way to get there. I know what it's like to be raised up in the hood. Yep, I know what it's like when you're talking about being slighted, having long hair and tattoos. I totally get it. But it's not a color thing, Michelle. It's a character thing, Michelle. And character is what you don't have. Neither does your criminal husband. So, to meditate upon the teachings of Jesus was the pledge that you must sign before you could be a participant in the civil rights movement under Martin Luther King Jr. Number two is remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Oh, who is behind the Zimmerman case? The media scandal and the spin doctors as they spin it out to try to cause division throughout the United States of America, black and white. Was it the movement seeks justice and reconciliation or injustice because it's an issue of color and you don't like us because we're black? I'm sick and tired of you. All nations are one blood. Number three is walk and talk in the manner of love and charity, for God is love. Is this what they're doing, giving you the finger, looting, stealing, killing? Hey, I don't hear any white folks across America actually highlighting the crimes of the black, but we're seeing them all day long, black on white crimes. But yet the state-controlled media is completely silent when it comes to the real issues of the day concerning justice, not color. I'm not going to stoop to your level. Walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Number four is pray daily to be used by God. I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight this. And I'm going to get over to this honorable husband of hers when we get a moment. Okay, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Like crazy stuff. Hey, did you know that Noah Webster, you know, the guy that wrote and created the Webster's Dictionary, when you open the first page, 1828 Webster's Dictionary, it says he taught millions to read, not one to sin, violate God's moral law. He said all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Huh. Wow. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did they? Or did he? Nope, they didn't. Going back to this, because, as a matter of fact, we just found that Michelle Obama was at Tuskegee during a graduation ceremonial talking to an all-black audience, dividing the black folks again once against the whites. Go ahead and play that one more time, Sam, please.
The world won't always see you in those caps and gowns. They won't know how hard you worked and how much you sacrificed to make it to this
you
day.
You go, girl.
And my husband and I know how frustrating that experience can be.
I can feel your pain.
We both felt the sting of those daily slights throughout our entire lives.
Dang.
The folks who crossed the street in fear of their safety. The clerks who kept a close eye on us in all those department stores.
Yeah.
The people at formal events who assumed we were the help.
At formal events that suppose that you were the help. What are you doing, Michelle? What was you doing when you was crossing that street? Man, you're getting all black up in front of the black folks, but we all white in front of the white folks, you hypocrite. Folks, enough is enough of this divide and conquer. This is sick that the American people are tolerating this. You know, I'm still a young man, and interestingly enough, I don't see it no matter where I go from coast to coast. I don't see what she's talking about. I got lots of black friends, preacher black friends. I don't see what she's talking about. My black friends are angry with Michelle and Barack for doing what they're doing today. And trying to divide, trying to resurrect something that is water under the bridge, a thing of the past. I mean, it's almost like you had anything to do with it, Michelle, which you didn't. and you just happen to be the first lady, and you're talking about how hard you had it and how hard you got it, well, you steal the taxpayers' money, you reallocate the taxpayers' money so you can go on vacation again, and so your husband can go play golf as you create domestic insurrection or attempt to create chaos to bring in a new order, as you attack the Constitution 24/7 and the Christian heritage in this country, and you've got it hard? Man, you ain't loving on this country. You're hating on this country. And folks, people need to understand that this is Marxism. This is totalitarianism. They are trying to incite black folks against the white folks. There's no question about it. Going back, let me take you to the 1960s, again, every participant in the civil rights marches was required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. Meditate on the teachings of Jesus. Remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Walk in the talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Pray daily to be used by God. Sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Well, hey, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the dude in the White House today, he's emulating dictators to the T, because what he's doing, he's trying to take from the haves and give it to the have-nots, from those that work to give to those that don't work. Now, we just found out that there's 93 million people in this country that are out of work. And why should they work when they're stealing away taxpayers' money to support those that don't want to work? See, that's how you overthrow the old with the new. You create dependence. Going on. Don't sacrifice. Number five is sacrifice personal needs. No, sacrifice the needs of others. Loot. Greed has to go out the window. No, you get what's mine. I want to get what's mine. You better give me what's mine. It's exactly what they're telling these people, friends. Number six is observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. In other words, be ruled by the laws of our constitutional republic. That's why Martin Luther kept reciting the preamble called the Declaration of Independence. Number eight, refrain from violence of fist, tongue, or heart. No, kill. Get him back. Kill Whitey, said the Black Panthers. Number nine, strive to be good in spiritual and bodily health. Number 10, follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. However, we have the new self-made civil rights leader, along with the first lady, if you want to call her that, who have left off their Bibles and their morals as they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach. So let me contrast the original pledge with the modern version of the pledge as demonstrated by Michelle Obama just a couple minutes ago. Meditate on what the media says and what my husband says, and anything but the teachings of Jesus. Support America's sworn enemies from within at every step of the way. Appoint those that hate white people. Support those that hate the Constitution of the United States. Support those and appoint those that hate Christians in this country. And use bureaucracies to attack those that don't agree with our dangerous ideologies, because we have failed to study our history. Number two is civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. It's not about justice. It's about color to Michelle and Barack and Eric Holder and the such. Number three is walk in the talk. And in the talk, in the mannery of all thuggery and pride, did you notice how Michelle kind of had her black swang on there? Talking like she was in a black crowd, because she was. Walking across the street. Number four, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. We're going to get to that in a moment. Number five, this is a modern-day pledge for these supposed self-made civil rights, their uncivil rights, leaders of the day. And by the way, going back to the 60s, just so you know, Martin Luther King didn't tag himself or label himself as a civil rights leader. He called himself a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number four is play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Remember how I just told you how this administration likes to tag itself to Martin Luther King Jr.? Isn't it interesting when his statue was first opened up to the public in Washington, D.C., he got next to it. He had the audacity to get next to it and begin to tag his sleeve to the likes of Martin Luther King Jr. And see, if you don't do your homework and you don't pull the curtain back, friends, you're not going to know the difference. With Martin Luther King Jr., it wasn't an issue of color. It was an issue of law. Not with these people. It's an issue of lawlessness, and it's an issue of color. Number five is sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Of course, that's why they're looting. See, those that forsake the law praise the wicked, and that's exactly what you have. But I want to tell you, on the other side of that, but those that keep the law, such as contend with them. Amen. Sacrifice the needs of others, of course. Gain is the goal. Of course it is. By any means necessary, say they. Number six is send threats to those who disagree with you. Of course. Or, hey, you know what? Better yet, just take them out. Send threats to those who disagree with you. We've seen just in Mississippi, I believe it was just over the weekend, two police officers were shot and killed. Two police officers were shot and killed by three black individuals. Some of the postings from the black folks, friends, were good. You got them. Just proving my point to the lawless, to the ignorant. Number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. Friends, you know, people say, what's your problem with Barack Hussein Obama? No, no, no. It's not my problem with Barack Hussein Obama. It is now, by the way. Oh, and yes, it is personal. But the bottom line is what's his problem with America? Send threats to those who disagree with you. Seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. I'm trying to figure out where the man's ever told the American people the truth. Number eight is use fear in force. This is the modern day civil rights leader and leaders. Use fear in force. Lie to them. Number nine, strive to take it from others because you deserve what you take. This is exactly what they're telling. You deserve what you can take. This is how you have a revolution. This is how you stir the people up. You use the uneducated to go to war with those that are fighting on their behalf. But they're listening to the voice of the devil, literally. Number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful administration. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about Michelle Obama and exposing her for who she is, who they've always been, friends. They're just getting more bold in their assaults, more blatant, more transparent. You know, folks, when people were trying to figure out where the transparency was with this administration, because that was what he ran on, was his transparent, not his ministry, his administration, but it would be called a ministry if you read Romans 13 in context. Interestingly enough, I've seen him as being transparent since day one. Folks, recently, I'm going to jump topics just a little bit. I'm going to jump from Michelle over to Barack Barry Satoro, if that's his name right. We're finding out, friends, Obama lied about bin Laden raid. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, and waste. Oh, and the list goes on and on and on and on. This is written by senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown. And he highlights the transgressions by this administration. Folks, literally, I'm scrolling, live radio, scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, one after another, after another, after another. We don't have to magnify his crimes, America. Whenever you're ready, just let me know, because this can all stop in one day. This can all stop in one day. When America is so sick and tired of hearing about the crimes of this administration, as I am, we can come together and deal with it and put the kibosh, put the stop, put judgment down to establish righteousness whenever you want to. But because America prefers to hear the bad news, as if to say the fire's not consuming them, which it is, we can change gears. We can magnify the law against their crime. Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready, friends. Dan Squirrel, I'm sorry, Dan Squirrel, I'm sorry. Tim, if you're listening, tell Dan I'm sorry about that. Dan from Squirrel Hill has updated his list to 900 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, lawbreaking, corruption, cronyism, etc. He began with 252 examples, then quickly grew to 504, and then later to 694. In 2000, November 14, he added more than 200 more examples of the usurper-in-chief's unlawful acts. Today, that number has grown to 1,063 known transgressions. 1,063. Number one, carried out military interventionism in Libya without congressional approval. In other words, he usurped the voice of the people. Again, number two, gave no bid contract to Halliburton cronies, just like Bush did. Halliburton. He sounds like there might be some connection between the Bushes and the vice president, Dick Cheney. Man, it's interesting how after September 11th, these people... Man, their business is skyrocketing. It's just booming for these people. He gave a no-bid contract to Halliburton cronies. Just gave it to them. Didn't ask them how much they wanted. No. You just give it to us. Don't ask any questions. Just for those that thought that the Bushes were any different than the Clintons and the Clintons were any different than the Obamas. There is zero difference. They're all pushing the same agenda. Remember when Bill Clinton said that there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over? Yeah, and I know we hear from all the conspiracy theorists out there, we're told by the state-controlled media, that there's less than 300 people that actually control the world. Hey, folks, how many people are in the world that are allowing less than 300 people to control them? Okay, let's put it into context here. Let's get rid of stupid. Let's wake up and take responsibility. Okay. Number three, Obama has an administration full of lobbyists after promising he wouldn't have any. Of course. Remember what I said. Whatever he says, when he tells you to look to the right, look to the left, because that's exactly what he does. Number four, has close ties to Wall Street, but pretends to support Occupy Wall Street. Of course. No, that's how you create the chaos. Yeah. You condemn it in the North and you promote it in the South. You condemn it in the North and you promote it in the South. This is how they operate, friends. Number five, broke his promise to close Guantanamo Bay. How'd that work out? No. He is in process of doing that, but friends, do remember that he's actually taking those convicted terrorists and he's releasing them back into ISIS so they can attack America on another day. Oh, and folks, that's exactly what he's been busted doing. Number six, supported the $7 billion TARP corporate welfare bailout just like Bush. Of course. Same agenda, same propaganda. You know, one of the things that I thought about just recently, and I've seen it, is how everybody talks about Miss Me Yet, and it's got a picture of George Bush up on a billboard or a little post on Facebook or online. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do I miss George Bush yet? No. And I don't miss his daddy neither. And I don't miss Prescott Bush, his daddy's daddy, who was financing Hitler's war illegally. No, I don't miss any of them. He was indicted back in the 30s, friends. Do your homework before you post or agree to some stupid post that I see 24/7 coming from the self-professed the conservatives of the day. Miss George Bush. Hey, friends, how come George Bush isn't condemning Barack Hussein Obama? How come he's not publicly condemning this president for his acts? It's an issue of constitutional law, not an issue of, hey, we're good buddies. You know, we just don't do that. That's not proper protocol. No. Hey, folks, we're talking about our country. We're talking about the welfare of our country, the good of our country. How come he's not condemning Barack? Because they're two peas in a pod. That's why. Number seven, waged the biggest war against medical marijuana of any president, which was the opposite of what he has promised. Of course, remember what I just said. Read Isaiah 5 when you get a moment, friends. This is a list of the 1,063 documented examples of Barack Hussein Obama's lying, lawbreaking, corruption, cronyism, and hypocrisy, waste, so on and so forth. Written by Tim Brown, senior editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Interesting. Number eight, nominated a six-time tax cheater to head the government agency that enforces the tax laws. Of course, Timothy Geithner. Of course. Of course, that's the definition of a tyrant. The lawless ruling the lawful. The lawless actually demonizing and polarizing the lawful. Yep, that's exactly what they're doing today. But look who they appointed. None other than Timothy Geithner. He illegally failed to pay more than $34,000 in Social Security and Medicare taxes, which are unconstitutional anyways. Number two is illegally declared the cost of his children's summer camp as a folks, they're liars. Illegally failed to pay the early withdrawal penalty when he took money out of his retirement plan. Illegally declared non-eligible items as a charitable deduction. Illegally declared something which was ineligible as a small business deduction. Folks, he's a tax cheat, okay? Number 10, expanded Bush's unconstitutional government faith-based programs. And guess who he appointed, friends? Homosexuals. And for those that thought Bush was any different than Barack Hussein Obama in this particular area, I had a black preacher friend from Washington, D.C., who was standing up against the radical sodomites concerning homosexual marriage, again, which has never been in the history of mankind. He sat there with Bush and he said over and over, I was wondering why Bush was not pointing the finger and defending the church in this particular area. He flew out to my house. I brought him inside and I said, because he was the one that was signing documents supporting the homosexuals and their communities concerning homosexual marriage. Bradley, let me see that. Went inside, his jaw was on the floor. Folks, if we would simply, and this was a preacher, and I'm not condemning him, I'm just simply saying that we judge men by their fruit. And we know that scripture tells us that Satan himself would transform his ministers into the angel of light. But again, what does the Lord say? Judge them by their fruits. Judge them by their works. But see what happens when you take things for face value? Remember what I always say, friends, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Nope, they sure don't. And now we see after Bush got out of office, along with his daddy, remember these Christian folks? Now they go and support homosexual unions. You know, it's interesting, too, because I know a lot of people out there, oh, you know, George Bush, he's a great Christian man. No, he's not. He really isn't. He's a devil in disguise from A to Z. You can tell him I said so. But it's interesting that we were in Washington, D.C., and there was a book signing from his wife, George W. Bush's wife, Laura. And I know everybody thought that the American people were really standing behind the Bushes. But the fact of the matter is, friends, there was probably 20 people in line to go meet his wife. See, there's that tactic again. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And I know that on both sides of the aisle, friends, in America, the lawful and the unlawful, they were concerned with Bush. But again, going back, this all comes down to the American people tolerating it. Hey, friends, listen to this. This was President Grover Cleveland. He said this. Or was it? Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress, their government. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorant, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. That's common sense. That is common sense. It was actually President Garfield that said that, forgive me, in 1881. President Garfield said that. I stand corrected. It was not Grover Cleveland. It's President Garfield. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're talking about the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama and the 1,063 documented examples.
At The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the President of the United States of America, if you want to call him that, criminal in chief. 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, waste, so on and so forth. Written by Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's got tons of articles posted, Frenzy. On average, posts about 13 to 14 articles a day. Check them out. Great stuff. Going on the list of lies and crimes by this criminal administration. Again, as I said earlier, friends, whenever you want to say enough is enough, we can all say it's all over with by dealing with the issues. It's not going to just go away. The only thing going away right now is our freedoms. What we can do is deal with these people lawfully. We can read Article 2, Section 4. We can read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States. We can impeach them. We can indict them. And if those in Congress, our representatives, or in Senate want to play the fox in the chicken coop, we can deal with them lawfully as well. See, there's an answer for every dilemma, friends. And when you get to the point where you say enough is enough, enough is enough. But this is what we're leaving. And if you think things are going to get better after this administration, no, the next administration is only going to come in emboldened to destroy all the more because of what the American people tolerated over the last 8 years concerning his criminal administration. So, going on, did you know that Barack Hussein Obama agreed with Bush's support of unconstitutional warrantless wiretapping? Friends, just for the record, it's not about terrorism. It's not about terrorism. I want you to understand that it's not about terrorism. And terrorism is created, just so you know. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. And for those that did not know, I'm going to give you a little history. The tyrant King George actually called our forefathers, less than 3% of the population, along with 13 colonies, terrorists because they resisted his tyrannical rule. And do keep in mind, when you read that documentation, again, the Declaration of Independence, always bringing you back to the rock, friends, you'll see that what that king did, that tyrant did, is exactly what this administration, if nothing's new under the sun. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who said that? The father of our Constitution, who knew better than our forefathers what a tyrant would do and how they would act out. Nobody. And also keep in mind that the Unpatriot Act, the act of tyranny, it's unconstitutional, friends. It was signed at 3:30 in the morning, and not one individual read the Patriot Act before they signed it, but they signed on to it anyways. 3:30 in the morning? Really? Yeah. Most people didn't know that. Why would they do it late at night? Who would oppose the Patriot Act after two buildings came down? Interesting. 15, avoided prosecution of Wall Street criminals. Interesting. Obama accused them and had promised to prosecute Wall Street criminals during his entire first term. His administration did not file any criminal charges against any of the top financial executives. Of course not, because they're in it together. For a minute. You know, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, let the Lord deal with them. He is. And he would deal with them a lot quicker if the church would act out what he commanded them to do. Why don't we need to wait for Judgment Day when they pass their natural life? Why don't we bring forth Judgment Day today or tomorrow? That's up to us, America. Huh. Number 18. Stole money from retired teachers and police officers. He's a thief. Folks, he's a pimp, is what he is. And you know what's funny? He's the minion of his pimp. And he wants everybody thinking that he rules the roost. No, he doesn't. The government is upon the shoulders of my big brother. End of story. He's the one that disannuls the covenant of hell. He's the one that disannuls the covenant of hell. Disannuls the covenant of death. And that's what these people are allied in. A covenant of death and a covenant of hell. The piper is going to be paid. Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But to the church and to America, I say he's been uncovered over and over and over and over and over again. When are you going to deal with them? This is why the prophetic and prophets were killed, by the way. It's the same message that we give day by day. And some might say, Bradley, it's a lot of the same stuff you keep talking about judgment. Well, I know, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. And when you read the book of Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, it says that he's known by the judgments that he executes. And when you go over to the book of Psalm chapter 97, it says clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. He's not a God that will at all acquit the workers of iniquity in any sense of the word. He's very thorough in judgment and justice. I want to see the Christ King. I'm talking about in my lifetime. He is already the King, but I want to see him crowned as the King in my life. In other words, don't touch God's gold and don't touch his glory. When he is crowned, get out of the way. He is already crowned. He already sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father in heavenly places, far above all principality and powers, might and dominion. Yep, we get all that. But what I'm saying is I want to see him as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of David, the God of Gideon, the God of Joshua, God of Samson. I want to see the God of the Bible in action, because my Bible tells me that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Folks, 1,063 confirmed transgressions by this administration, and he's still there. You know, when you're going back to what I said earlier, Bradley, you keep talking about judgment. I know, because that's the answer to America's dilemma. That's the answer to America's dilemma. It's too simple. I know that. I totally get it. But that's why I keep reciting it. That's why I keep pointing your finger back at it. The fact of the matter is, When you talk or you listen to conservatives, what are they doing? It's nothing but rhetorical talk. There's no resolve. There's no judgment. There's no justice. No, because they never make reference back to our founding documents. And as long as they keep their finger away, hey, that's like a cop pulling you over for speeding and there was no posted law. First thing you're going to ask the cop is, what am I getting pulled over for? Well, you have the conservatives sitting there blaming this politician and that politician and that politician for, well, the things that they're doing wrong constitutionally, but yet they're not making reference to the law that they violated. It's like the cop saying, wait a second, there's no posted law. And the person pulled over said, no, I didn't see any posted law. Well, then you know what he's got to do? He's got to, by law, say, you know what, I can't give you a ticket because there's no posted law that you transgressed. See, without law, there is no transgression. Read Romans 3. But if there's a law that's posted and they get pulled over, guess what the cop has to do? The person's going to say, what am I being pulled over for? The cop's going to say you were going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. You violated the law by 15 miles an hour. So what does he do? He points his finger at the law and says, this is what you have violated. See, the conservatives don't do that. The professed church sure don't do that. Hey, folks, I want to say this. Read Isaiah 8:20 when you get a minute. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. And what do? They preach lawlessness. They're antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law whatsoever. And guess what? They act accordingly, and they are at length at fault for everything that you see going on in your country, in church, and in the government. And judgment begins in the house of God. Isn't it interesting that the finger's beginning to be pointed back at the church for what they have left undone? And all these radicals, what are they being used for? To point their finger back at what? Who are they trying to shut up? The church that's already been shut up. I don't know what you're worried about, all you radicals. Man, they already succumbed to no king but Caesar. They're saying, crucify those that are telling the truth. We don't want to be exposed for who we are. I mean, they act like their lives are going to go on, but yet Scripture tells us that no man can save his own soul alive. It's a bad place you're putting yourself in a position of. It truly is. I'm going to end with this, friends. Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is decay of conscience, that means with knowledge, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, in Christ himself, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. Charles Finney said that. He's exactly right on the money. Folks, we've been talking about 1,063 documented examples of Barack Hussein Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, waste, so on and so forth. If you get a moment, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Matter of fact, make a moment because there's information on there that will expose the lie. It will put your feet upon the rock as you ask the Lord to establish your goings. And as the Lord says back unto you, keep my commandments, do all that you can do, and leave the results up to God, because he's not a man that he should lie. Yeah, Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctor Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.